Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports radio, that's it at the game.com.
I'm glad you're talking.
All right.
I just got bombarded.
No,
I got a
really?
Message for you, too.
Yikes.
Yeah, go ahead, but finish the intro there. Go ahead.
Family Greg with you on this Saturday morning. Tonight, everybody will head to the bins to see if Atlanta United can get back in the win column after that draw last week.
Last couple have been draws.
Yeah, right? But the one that now, but you were up 2-0 and you end up 2-2. And ooh, when does a draw feel like it's not a draw? So we hope. But, you know, we had some people back at practice this week. Maybe we'll get to hear Mike Conte give us the.
I saw that. He was bouncing around.
Hey, I tell you what, there's somebody can tell us. Who joins us now on the waitfor.com hotline?
She asked Jess, how's his week been?
And he just had his walk on music, too. Jason Longshow.
Jason.
Good morning, man.
Man, how you doing?
I like that I have entrance music now. This is pretty cool.
Ah, you've made it. He should have had it a long time ago, though.
He really should
have. He's long overdue.
More than deserves it. How's your week been?
It's been good. It's been an interesting week after two games with Philly, the first team and the second team on Monday. It's not a fun time playing those guys because of the way that they play, all of the extracurricular things that go on in games with Philadelphia. They like to be the bad guy. They work hard to be the bad guy. And it's just not always the most exciting game with them at times because of all the extra. And especially when you have that 2-0 lead and it gets away from you.
Yeah.
You know what I've always wondered? Jason's got me thinking, right? I don't know if it's a stupid question or not, but I always try to draw an analogy to other sports I'm more familiar with. We know throughout the course of a football season that at some point, depending on where you're located at, weather will come into play. I'm asking, does that have the same effect in soccer in that, you know, these guys are starting in spring, but they're going to get into these warmer days, and depending on if the stadium's indoor or outdoor, does that play into strategy?
You asked that question to a man who just had snow dumped on him.
Yeah, I did. And he's sitting here in an 80-degree day. So, yeah, there's a difference between the two. But I'm legitimately asking, Jason.
It factors into the tactics on the day, but it doesn't really factor in too much into, like, your style of play. Philadelphia, the way that they choose to play is one part of the conversation. It's very different than the way Atlanta chooses to play. Basically, to really drill it down, Atlanta wants the ball. They want to control the game with the ball at their feet, making their decisions with the ball. Philadelphia doesn't really want the ball. They want to press you and turn you over in bad spots and go straight to goal. So they want really less of the ball. Atlanta wants more of the ball, just to keep it simple.
Okay.
For Philadelphia, the other thing they do really well is, honestly, I mean, they play the bad guy. They crowd the referee after every decision. They always look for that little extra bit of contact. They try to get under your skin. They try to provoke you. They'll grab your jersey and try to do things where the referee doesn't see it. And it's just constant barrage of that. And this is the thing about the game Sunday that's so frustrating, is it's a 2-2 draw, and it didn't feel like a good point, and it can't because you had a 2-goal lead. But outside of the mistake that gave up the first goal and in losing the momentum for 5 to 10 minutes, outside of that, Atlanta United handled the way Philadelphia plays and also all the extra nonsense. They handled it really well, and they dominated the game. And it shows, to me, the power of momentum in games like this, because it's a mistake. It's an overhit pass. It's the right idea from Edwin Mosquera. He's trying to play it back to Brad Kazan, but he overhits it, so he hooks it. Everyone is kind of shocked by the mishit pass. Philadelphia goes on and scores. And then they carried that momentum to find the second goal. And that's the challenge, because when the momentum flips, you know, I think we see this in every sport. It's hard to manage on both sides, because you have to take advantage of having the momentum. You have to get goals, points, whatever. And when you don't have that momentum, you've got to feel that and be able to almost hold on to the ropes for a little bit to ride that momentum change out. And Atlanta wasn't able to do it, and Philly thrives on that stuff.
Yep. Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline with Jason Longshore. He is social. You can always find him at Longshore, and you can find him with Mike Conte tonight here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game for Atlanta United. We got a pregame. We got a pregame at 6:30, kick at 7:30 over at the Benz. Let me say something. You know, does last week not seem eerily like what we saw a lot of last season? And that starting off this season, this team had a really different feel to it. There were expectations, and they were confirming those expectations. That felt a lot like last season. Gonzalo Pineda was still talking about that when he met the media later on into the week. I don't know. You watched today for any lingering effects from that?
No, I don't think it was like last season, because the mistake was different. I think last season, when you saw goals conceded and points dropped, it was because of defensive mistakes. It wasn't mistakes with the ball. This one is a mistake with the ball. And again, it's the right decision. It's when you go back and you watch the play, Edwin Mosquera, after tracking back, winning the ball back, and he hits the pass towards Brad Kazan, Tristan Mbeumo applauds it. He like gives him the thumbs up and claps for him, because it's the right play. He just mishit it. So it's bad execution. I think what you saw last year too often was you saw defensive mistakes, players getting out of position, players in making bad decisions, not bad execution. So I think you have to wash that away. And it's one game of 34 in the regular season. And Atlanta United's tied for the best record defensively in the league. And they're tied with the team that they're playing tonight, Cincinnati. So that's a huge change for this team. They're giving up one goal per game. That's tied for the best in the league. I don't think it's a callback to last year. I really don't. It feels like a different kind of thing that is just – it just happens. I mean, teams with the ball, that's the funny thing about the sport. And you have managers who get afraid of that. Jose Mourinho, one of the all-time greats, he, as his career went on, he started wanting less of the ball, and his rationale was, well, if we don't have the ball, we're not going to make a mistake that leads to a goal. And to me, I don't like that style of play. I don't think that's the way to go. And I think Jose Mourinho's results over the years dropping show that you can control games with the ball. But yes, if you have the ball more, there's going to be times where you have a misplayed pass. And that's what happened last week.
This dude is the best. You know what I'm saying, Sam? Jason, this is why he fills in when we're gone. This guy, there is never a time when we ask him a question that you don't get a thorough, and I mean to the point, response from this guy. He actually makes you forget the question that you're going to ask him, because he's already covered it. But I'm going to touch on this because you did mention Cincinnati, and as Atlanta United gets ready for these guys tonight, tell us what we need to know about this team.
got to look out for their number 10, Luciano Acosta, the reigning MLS MVP. He's got 8 goals and 5 assists against Atlanta all time. He has always just been a handful for a lot of teams in the league, not just Atlanta United, but seems like he always shows up big against Atlanta. And he's so good at finding space. He almost makes you forget about him at times because he doesn't really get involved on the defensive side. But kind of drift away from where the ball's at. Ball's on the right side, and Atlanta's trying to build up out of the back on the right. It's like Acosta goes over to the opposite side. And Cincinnati's so used to that, they find him in those dangerous spots, and he's able to cook with the ball at his feet. So you've got to make sure you know where he's at all times. And you've got to find a way to get through this defense for Cincinnati, because this is the team that is tied with Atlanta in terms of goals conceded this season. They're very good. They added Miles Robinson. They added DeAndre Yedlin, two guys with national team experience. So the back line that was already good is now better. For me, the way that you can try to attack this team is it actually plays to Atlanta's strength. The right side for Atlanta has been the strong side all season, with Sabo Lobjanidze, with Brooks Lennon, two of the best in the league in terms of creating chances. You got to get them going against Cincinnati's weaker side, you would think, on paper, with Yedlin and Robinson are on the right. If they do something that they've done a few times this year and they move Robinson over to the left, that can be an interesting thing for them because you can press Miles Robinson. He's a right-footed player, and when he's on the left side, you can force him to his left foot a little more easily, and you can try to force those turnovers. And I want to see how Atlanta handles that. If Cincinnati moves their chess pieces around, how does Atlanta move theirs in a corresponding way? It's going to be an interesting match tonight.
Who's back tonight? I know we had a laundry list last week of people who were kind of banged up. But who?
You're starting to get guys back. Giakoumakis is trained this week. He is available. I can't imagine he's available to start because of the time he's missed. But can he go 15, probably? Can he go closer to 30? I don't know. That might be pushing it. Sean De Silva is back as well. Probably the same kind of timeline, about 15 to 30 minutes is what he could give you. Stian Gregersen has been on the field this week. That's a great progress for him. Looks like he might be on the shorter side of the projected time he could be out after meniscus injury. No Derek Williams yet, no Jamal Tiare, and then Daniel Rios, who scored last week, the forward, he'll probably start here as Giakoumakis won't be able to, and he should be able to play a little bit longer as he's been able to rebuild his fitness after arriving later into the season and having a little bit of a setback right after he got here.
All right, we sound like we're all set. This Cincinnati team is coming in here with the kind of an attitude because they got beat, was it last week, Jason, by Montreal?
Yeah, two losses in a row and a draw before that. It's 3 without a win for Cincinnati, who was the best regular season team last year.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. All right, y'all got to get us a win tonight.
It's on me? It's on me and Mike?
Well,
absolutely.
Yeah, I think so.
Very much.
Wow.
I didn't want to put it on that much, but Sam's going to say it anyway at the end.
Absolutely.
Get us a win tonight. He always does that, so yeah. I figured I'd start off early.
All right. I'll get a bullhorn and be yelling from up there. I'll do my best.
As always, buddy, we thank you. And enjoy the rest of your day. And I get smarter every time I talk to him. And then he leaves, and
I try.
I get back to being dumb again. So,
no.
But I appreciate it. Jason Longshore, as always, thank you, buddy. Have a good call tonight.
Have a great call, man.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.